preaching of the cross. It is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God.
For the preaching of the cross, it is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God.
Good morning, listener. You are welcome again this morning to this program, The Power of Endless Life. I'm your regular host, John Adejoro Olua. I ask that the Lord will bless us together as we come under the power of His Word. We've been sharing with you from the Word of God the issue of the salvation of the soul. We'll be sharing with you that for our souls to be saved, we must be yoked to the Lord according to Matthew 11:28, and other scriptures in Jeremiah 5:5, that this yoking is necessary for us to learn the Lord. This yoking is necessary for us, for our souls to be purged, to be sanctified, to be purified, for us to be delivered from the emptiness that is in our soul. We have been sharing with you that the essence of our salvation is that we become spiritual. We have shared with you the difference between a spiritual man and a carnal man, and the difference between even the natural man and a spiritual man. And the essence of coming to you, the essence of our salvation, the reason why God has brought us to Himself to experience salvation or born-again experience, is that we become spiritual, is that we should journey from being a natural man to a carnal man and then to become a spiritual man. And the Bible said the natural man is a man who cannot receive anything from the Spirit of God, and he does not know the things of God. And so if a man is natural, he's not yet born again, he doesn't know God. So he needs to know God, he needs to be saved. And we've also shared with you that a spiritual man is a man who, the Bible says that a spiritual man judgeth all things, and he himself is judge of no man. He discerns all things. The spiritual man has the mind of Christ. And we've been sharing this with you, and we've been sharing also with you that a carnal man is a man, though he's born again, but he's still a mixture, a bit of the spirit, a bit of the flesh, or more of the flesh, a bit of the spirit, but more of the flesh. And that he needs to then go ahead, not just to rejoice in the fact that he's born again, he needs to go ahead and be yoked to the Lord, so that through the process of yoking, the Lord will begin to purge him and cleanse him and bring him into salvation of his soul. We have shared this with you. The Bible says, taking the engrafted word of God that is able to save your soul. We have said that this engrafted word of God means instructions of the Holy Spirit. And we have shared with you, it's when a man is yoked to the Lord, that the Holy Spirit can really become his teacher and begin to teach him the deep things of the Spirit of God that will begin to cleanse him and purge him. And so we have been sharing this with you. The Bible also talks about the purifying our soul by obeying the truth through the Spirit. That's in the book of 1 Peter. So we've been sharing with you, and last week we were talking about the fact that it's when we are yoked to the Lord, our soul is being saved and being purged, that we are covered, that our soul is covered with the nature of Christ, which is referred to in the Bible as the garment of righteousness. And we showed to you that it's only when we are covered with this garment of righteousness that we can become part of his bride, or we become wise virgins. We've been sharing this with you. We are going there over them again and again for you to understand, for you to follow, so that for you not just to understand and follow, but for you to experience what we are sharing with you, so that you can be prepared. This is the essence of our salvation. This is the essence of our salvation. You are not saved to just sit down and be religious. You are not saved to be tied down to activities. You are not saved just to attend meetings and meetings and meetings. You are not saved only to get God to meet just your material and physical needs and for God to provide solutions to your problems. You are saved that you may become like Christ. You are saved to follow God. This is the answer. This is why Jesus said, when a man is born again, he sees the kingdom of God. But it's when a man is born of the water and of the Spirit that he begins to enter. The word to enter means to begin to experience the kingdom of God here and now. Listener, it is not when we get to heaven that we begin to that we will enter into the kingdom of God. We begin to enter, we begin to experience the kingdom of God here And now, the prayer is simple, the Lord's Prayer, that will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. And this earth is talking about you, because the Bible says we have this treasure in the earthen vessel. You, in your body, in your spirit, in your soul, in your body, this is where the kingdom of God must come. And we trust that we'll continue to share this with you and for you to see this, that you don't have to sit down, that you have to be involved. There's a process, there's a walking with God, there's a journey in Christ that you must do to arrive at where God has made provision for you, to arrive in Christ, where God has ordained for you in Christ. That's a journey. It's a journey. Salvation, being born again, it's just the beginning. It's just the ABC. It's just the first step in our walk with God. And we believe that today the greatest problem is that we have majority of people who are born again, but they are not moving on, and they are sitting down. And most of them because of ignorance, most of them because they are not taught. But we trust that the Lord is raising people who will teach us the word of God, who will bring us to the knowledge of the word of God. The Bible says, my people perish because of a lack of knowledge. We trust that as we bring the word of God to you, because we trust that in this last day, the knowledge of the Lord shall cover the earth as the water covers the sea. So we are believing the Lord that you are hearing what we are sharing with you, and that you are being touched, you are being changed, you are being transformed. We are saying to you, in essence, that if you don't go through this way, you cannot, if your soul is not being poured, you will see it clearly in the scripture we have been sharing with you. We've been sharing this with you. You will see clearly that if your soul is not saved, poured, and cleansed, you are not part of his bride. And that's what we share with you last week. I'm just going over this thing, precept upon precept, line upon line, that you may see that the Spirit of God may stir your heart to hunger after righteousness, that the Spirit of God may stir your heart to move on with God, to walk with God, to seek God, not to sit down. I want to read again this morning as our scripture. We've been reading this scripture, but I just want to read it again for you. That is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. I want you to look at this scripture afresh this morning, and I want you to see 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23. Say, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 24, faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. I can see that clearly, if you are following me, you can see there that this salvation that God has provided in Christ is to cover these three areas, to cover our spirits, our souls, and our bodies. You see here, your whole spirit, sanctification, God of peace, sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's very clear. It's very clear. It's a faithful is he that calleth you. This is why he has called you. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. But for God to do it, we must know the word of God. We must yield to the word of God. We must allow him to teach us and to lead us by his spirit. And I haven't shared this scripture with you this morning. I want to move on for you to see that here, as our soul is given to the Lord and we're being sanctified and God will begin to do something in us. God will begin to prepare us for something. And I want to move on this morning to share with you more of the word of God, more of the word of God. What aspect I want to say to you this morning is that if our soul is not saved or sanctified, we cannot truly walk in the spirit. We cannot hear in the realm of the spirit. I've shared with you on this program that there are four functions of the soul. I said the first one is our emotions, our desires, our mind, and our emotions. And we've shared also that our mind can be divided further into the realm of our thought, the realm of our imaginations. And so we see there the realm of our reasoning. So we see that this is what the soul is all about, our mind, our will, our emotions, and our desires. And this is what God wants to begin to purge and cleanse. And if these are not purged and cleansed, we cannot really hear from the realm of the spirit. Our spirit man will not be able to convey to us what God is saying to us. Our spirit man will not be able to convey to our soul. If our soul is not purged and cleansed, our spirit man has nowhere to convey what he knows, what he knows, what God is saying to him, has no room to convey it, has no place to write it. Because if the soul is so jam-packed, if the soul is so filthy, if the soul is not cleansed, there's no place the Spirit of God can put things. There's no place the Spirit of God can write things. And I want you to see the scripture this morning. I want us to go to 2 Corinthians, and I want to read a scripture for you there. And you please just follow us as we go to 2 Corinthians chapter 7. And I want to read this scripture. Say, first one, you say, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. What are these promises? If you read chapter 6, what are these promises? The promises there is, like you say there in verse 17 of chapter 6, verse 7 and verse 18, it says, wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. That's the promise. And I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. So those are the promises that were made. And he said, having therefore these promises, having these promises, these wonderful promises of God living in us and dwelling in us, let us do our own part. What is our own part? Come ye out of among them. Do not touch unclean thing. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbeliever. You see that in verse 14. And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? We'll share all this with you. These are the conditions. These are the conditions. And after these conditions are given, God gave his promises that if we would do this, then he will be a father unto us. He will receive us. That's the first thing. He will receive us. So you see, that's why to be born again is not enough. It's one level of being received by God if you are born again. But it's another level of being received by God when you move on in God and you are cleansed and you are purged and you are separated and you are yoked to him and your soul is being cleansed and purified. There's another receiving. He receives you to himself. And then he goes on to say, and then I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. You see, it is when we have done this that God says he will receive us as what? Sons and daughters. Mature sons and daughters. It is when we have separated. Listener, I hope you see the word of God. And then in chapter 7, it says, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. Now, we have shared with you that the flesh is speaking about the soul, the carnality in our soul, the ethiness in our soul, the sensuality in our soul. This is what it refers to as the flesh. We share with you, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, that when Adam sinned, he became flesh. The Bible says he was created a living soul. But in Genesis chapter 6, the Bible says man has become flesh. So when Adam sinned, he became flesh. He became ethy. He became sensual. He became carnal in his soul. And therefore, when the word flesh is referring to our soul, it's referring to our soul, when it's not cleansed, when it's not purged, when it's not sanctified. And the will of God is for us, for us, our soul to become spiritual. That's when we become a spiritual man. And therefore, he said, let us therefore do something, cleanse ourselves from the filthiness of the flesh and spirit, and then perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Now, here is important. You see, it is when our spirit is cleansed, our soul is cleansed, that we are doing what? That we are entering into perfection. Perfecting holiness. That's when we walk in holiness. I admire preachers and I thank God for the message on holiness. But it's not enough to preach holiness without showing the people how to enter into holiness. It is when the person is yoked, the way we'll be sharing with you, and the soul is being purged and cleansed, that he can enter into holiness. That's what the scripture says, perfecting holiness, perfecting our holiness in God in the fear of God. So you see, this is the way. It is when the soul of man is cleansed, purged, and the spirit of man is cleansed and purged, that that person is seen as entering into perfection, has been cleansed, has been, like the Bible says, our spirit perfecting holiness in the fear of God. The Bible says also, they're talking about the fear of God. The Bible says we should walk out our salvation with trembling and fear. This is not talking about cringing fear, but this is talking about a fear that makes us to submit to the word of God, a fear that makes us to desire to do the will of God, a fear that makes us to respect the word of God. When we hear, the Bible says, those who tremble at my word, those who tremble. In other words, when God speaks, this fear of God in us makes us to want to follow God, to obey God, to respect God. The Bible says, by the fear of God, men depart from iniquity. You see, if somebody is living in sin, it just shows that he does not fear God. The fear of God is not in him. The Bible says, the way of peace they have they not known, because the fear of God is not in them. You see, it is important. The Bible says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. If somebody tells you that he's wise and he doesn't have the fear of God, he's lying. He's a fool. He may be worldly wise. He may be wise in the things of the world. But as far as God is concerned, such person is a fool. Because the beginning, the foundation of wisdom is the fear of God. It is when we fear God that we depart from iniquity. That's what the Bible says. If a man fears God, he will not play with sin. He will not play with evil. He will not play with filthiness of the flesh or of the spirit. He will run from it, because there's something that the fear of God does for us. That's the fear of God that Joseph had in Egypt, that when his master's wife wanted him to sin, he ran away. He said, will I do this thing and sin against God? Because every sin we commit is against God. It's against God. So I'm talking this morning about our spirit and your spirit and your soul coming into perfection. How? By being cleansed, by being purged. That's why Jesus did not stop. He said, if a man is born again, he will see the kingdom of God. We have shared this with you, that being born again is that we experience salvation, light and life in our spirit. But then we must move on. Jesus said, except a man is born of the water and of the spirit, he cannot enter. That's talking about the salvation of the soul, taking the engrafted word of God that is able to save your soul. So when a man begins to hear the Holy Spirit and begins to receive instruction from the Holy Spirit, such instruction as they are being obeyed, man is being cleansed and being purged and being made ready. And we share with you that it's in this that you begin to enter into perfection, perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord, your spirit being right and your soul being right. It is when these two are together that the Bible says, can two walk together except they be agreed. So it is when your spirit and your soul, when they are working together, when they're in the same upbeat of the Holy Spirit, that you are working in perfection. It's then that you can be together spiritually. It's then that you are part of his bride. This is what we have been sharing with you. It's when your soul is covered with the nature of Christ. It is when also your spirit is covered with the nature of Christ that you truly belong to him. This is all the essence of the parable of the 10 virgins. The Bible says that the foolish one did not have oil. They had oil in their spirit, okay, which is their lamp. Because the Bible tells us in Proverbs 20:27 that the spirit of man is the candle or is the lamp of the Lord, searching his inward parts. So we can clearly see there that when a man is born again, he receives the life of Christ. He receives the life of Christ in his spirit. I would like to read that scripture for you so that you can also take that scripture to heart today. That's Proverbs chapter 20, and I want you to see it so that you can take in the word of God, take in the engrafted word of God that is able to save your soul. I read again from Proverbs 20:27. It said, the spirit of man is the candle. That candle can also be said the lamp. My Bible says lamp. So we can say the spirit of man is the candle or is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. The belly means the realm of the spirit in man. The Bible, Jesus said, if a man believes, out of him shall flow rivers of living water from his belly, from his innermost being. The realm of our spirit is our innermost being. The realm of our spirit or the human spirit is his belly. So this is where, this is the light. God brings light. God brings light. God brings life into our spirit man. We become virgins. But it's not enough. But you see, what the foolish virgins did not have is that they did not have oil in their vessel. The soul is the vessel of man. The Bible says if a man will purge himself, he will be a vessel unto honor. So if a man does not go through the cleansing and the purging of his soul, he remains a foolish virgin. He remains a foolish virgin. He's not redeeming time. And he's not going, if he's not covered, his spirit is not covered, his soul is not covered with the nature of Christ, he cannot be part of his bride. That's what we've been sharing with you. That's what I want you to see again this morning. And we'll continue as we're laying the word of God upon the word of God, precept upon precept. And I hope you see this morning. This is how we enter into perfection. This is how we are perfecting holiness in the fear of God. We are working out our salvation in trembling and in fear. Not a cringing fear, but the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord. What is missing today is there's no fear of the Lord. There's no fear of the Lord in the churches today. Among pastors, among prophets, among evangelists, no fear of God. Among Christians, no fear of God. What we see today in Christianity is alarming. The level of degradation, the level of abominable things that have been done in the name of the Lord, it shows that men have no fear of the Lord. And that's why judgment must begin in the house of God. First, the judgment unto salvation for those who will hear the word of God and repent. Judgment unto salvation for those who will hear the word of God and they will not imbibe the fear of God and repent. Judgment unto destruction. I pray that yours will be judgment unto salvation, that you will hear the word of God and you will repent, and the Lord will come to you in his mercy. You will break up your fallow ground, that he may rain righteousness on you. That's what the Bible says. If I repent, if I break my fallow ground, if I turn to God, God will come and rain righteousness on me. But if I refuse to repent, if I continue in my way, if I am stubborn, if I am heady and I continue, then he will rain his wrath, his judgment. The Bible says we must know the fear of the Lord. Oh, the fear, the terror of the Lord. Oh, the terror of the Lord. He's a merciful God, but he also is a God of justice. He's a God of justice. That's why judgment must begin in his house. And if we will repent today, if pastors will repent, if evangelists will repent, if preachers will repent, Christians will repent, we are laying the example. Those who are preaching the word of God, the one laying the bad example. They're the one laying wrong examples. Because the Bible says those of us who are preaching the gospel, that we will be judged in a manner. The greater damnation is waiting for those who preach the word of God. And they don't live according to the word of God. So we are bringing the word of God to you. I'm sharing with you that when the man is born again, he receives life in the spirit, because the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. It's the candle of the Lord. Searching his inward part, the light comes there. Life of God comes there. But the man must move on to also receive life in the first, which is the soul. This is what the foolish virgins did not do. They did not receive life in their first. They did not redeem time. Well, they were not taught. They were waiting for the bridegroom, but they were not doing the right thing. They were wasting time. And so when the bridegroom came, they could not go with him, because he will not go with you if your soul is not cleansed. It will not go with you if your soul is not purged. It will not cover your soul with this garment of righteousness if you have not surrendered the soul for him to purge and to cleanse. And that's why he says to us in the book of Revelation chapter 19 that it's been granted unto him. It's been granted unto him. What is that? I'm going to read that for you very soon. So you see, I'm just trying to show to you that the spirit of man must be cleansed. Must be purged. Yes, must be saved. The soul of man must be cleansed, must be purged, must be saved. That's when you are entering into perfection. That's when you are becoming part of his bride. This is the promise he has left for us. He said, because of these promises, dearly beloved. Dearly beloved. And I'm showing you the promises. The promise of becoming his sons and daughters. The promises of him living and working in us and moving in us. And calling us his people and receiving us to himself. There are levels of receiving. He has received us when we got born again, but he needs to receive us again. He could not receive the foolish virgins because they had not prepared. And there are many who are foolish virgins today. There are many who are foolish virgins today. And I pray, listeners, you are listening to me, that you will not be part of them. You will not be one of them. That you will be warned by the word that you are hearing to run. To run for your dear life so that you can follow God. As we are closing against today, and I want just to read that revelation for your consideration. Let the word of God speak to you. It is not what we say, but it's what the word of God is saying to you and what you are picking from the word of God. Let me read again for you that Revelation chapter 19. And I want to read from verse 7. It says, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. The wife must make herself ready, prepare herself. Prepare herself. God will not do certain things for us if a man will purge himself. Dearly beloved, let us. You have to do something. Let us. So God will not do everything. He has made the provision. He has given us his word. We are to find out. We are to find out in his word the provision he has made. We are to find out in his word the provision that he has made. And so you see, and then in verse 8, he says, and to her was granted, that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is what is the righteousness of the saints. And he said unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, these are the true saints of God. See, the way God calls us is by surrendering our soul for him to cleanse and purify. That's the invitation. The invitation is what I'm giving to you again today. Will you yield? Will you accept this invitation? That's why Jesus said in the parable that those who are invited to the wedding feast, one of them was there without the wedding gown or wedding garment and was sent out. Why? He has not surrendered his soul to be purged and be cleansed so that he can be covered with the nature of Christ, with the life of Christ. The oil there is talking about the life of Christ. Christ means the anointed one. It means the nature of Christ, the life of Christ to be covered. That's why you say, Jesus said to the church of Laodicea, you are naked. Naked of what? You are not covered. You have not covered yourself with my nature. He said to the church of Sardis, some of you have defiled your garments. And that many people have defiled their garments today. They have stopped hearing God. They have stopped following God. And at a point, if you keep on defiling your garment, God will remove you. You will be naked. Some are already naked, totally naked. They will lament. They will gnash their teeth if they do not repent. We are bringing the word of God to you. The word of God to you. Also, I want you to see the word of God. I also want to read for you before I go this morning. I also want to read for you from Isaiah 61. And I want you to consider the word of God. I'll just read this word of God for you. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He had covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorned herself with her jewels. He's talking here about marriage. You see, I just want you to see, we have read the word of God to you. I ask that the Lord will speak to you. I ask that the word of God you've heard today again will bring conviction of the Holy Spirit upon you, for you to move on, for you to see the truth we are saying. We have shared with you today again that it's the will of God that your spirit, your soul, and your body be made blameless, perfect, sanctified, and preserved unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have been showing you the way to do that. It's not only to be born again, that when you are born again, you need to surrender your soul. This is the way you become spiritual. This is the way you become a person who is learning the Lord. This is the way you become part of his bride. This is what we are sharing with you. We have been showing it is when our spirit and our soul are totally given to the Lord that we are walking in perfection, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. I ask that the Lord will bless you. I ask that the message you've heard again today will be a blessing to you. We draw you to the Lord Jesus. We bring you to your knees and cause you to pray and cause you to cry to God. We cause you to check what you are doing, where you are going, whether you need to take a step backward and look at yourself and make a U-turn to seek the Lord. I ask that the Lord will bless you.
We thank you for joining us again today. Remember, the Lord is urging us to bear his yoke and to follow him whithersoever he goes, unto the salvation of our soul. This message, The Power of Endless Life, is brought to you courtesy Plumet Publishing, a Christian publishing house. Our post office address is P.O. Box 12283, Ikeja, Lagos, Nigeria. You can reach us through any of these GSM numbers, 0803-726-9960 and 0803-301-6838. The signature tune is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18 of King James Version. Thanks to our regular host, John Adejoroluwa, our producer and our sound engineer. Stay tuned same time next week. God bless you.